bit and pondered Tag's answer before replying.
Then why want you to kill my friend?
Tag pointed to the squirrel.
Her? I had no intention of killing her. She wanted to kill me. I was only protecting myself. That's why I had to tie her up.
Bottles looked at the squirrel and nodded toward Tag.
Grrr! River dog, he be. Truth, I think he speaks.
Tag tapped his rudder impatiently on the grass. Drawing his blade, he slashed through the thong, freeing the squirrel.
There, is that good enough for you two?
The squirrel bounded upright, pointing an accusing paw at him.
Then why do you look and dress like a vermin, eh?
Botterus held a position between the two creatures.
Grrr! Told you that already, the river dog has. Where be you going on yonder woolcraft?
Tag pointed north.
To the mountain.
Botterus preened his chest feathers carefully.
Go ye not by water in the woolcraft. Ahead of you they be, the vermin. Seeing not your craft, pass by here yesterday they did. Here leave your craft. Overland go. Sweep round west by north. To the path I will take you myself.
Tag bowed his head politely.
Thank you, Botterus. Wait, please, I'll get my food.
Tag went back to the coracle and collected his stores. Botterus and the squirrel following him. The squirrel watched him shoulder his supply sack.
Give me the food. I want it.
Tag did not like the tone of his former foe's voice. However, he emptied some food out onto the ground, adding a flask of drink.
Here is half of what I have. I need food for myself. You can take the coracle too, and if any vole asks you how you came by it, tell them it was a gift from me, Tag.
The squirrel inspected the bolt as Tag gathered up his cloak. He turned to Seer, brandishing the paddle.
Your blade? It's a good one. I'll have that too.